We should have Cody Rhodes momentarily in studio as well, BT.
Yeah.
Cody Rhodes, one of the biggest names in the WWE. We had Triple H on yesterday. SummerSlam this weekend, of course, at MetLife. So we can talk to Cody Rhodes coming up in a little bit. Not sure he's a baseball fan, definitely a football fan. But either way, when news breaks, we'll have it here.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, remember when we went to Saturday Night's Main Event, me, you, and Hoff?
Yeah.
And the way it ended?
When Cody got taken out of the stretcher.
After they went off TV.
Yeah, that's
I'm
right.
I'm sitting there saying, is this real? Did they break for it? Was this a shoot?
I went back and watched that Unreal
so
show again. You've seen them.
Yeah.
You saw it last night?
No. I thought you meant I recorded it.
Yeah. I went back and watched the Unreal show because it goes over like what has already happened.
Yeah.
So like they had the behind the scenes of that night, and it's bizarre to
see. Did they really?
Yeah, and then like you could see Triple H saying, okay, well, cameras are off now. Now let Kevin Owens go in there and pile drive him, and okay, get him out in the stretcher. Like it's fascinating.
Wow.
You love it, dude. You gotta check it out.
Okay.
Either way, Cody Rhodes should be joining us momentarily. Jim
Bowden.
Wow. Jim Bowden, and again, dude, who knows? Nightingale, I don't even want to read his reports, although I will. Nightingale first. Padres have no plans to trade closer Robert Suarez, giving them the best bullpen in baseball. They also may keep Dylan Cease after getting JP Cease. So that is a conflicting report with what we heard otherwise.
Very different, yeah, with them.
Bowden. White Sox continue conversations regarding trading Luis Robert. Mets, Phillies, and freaking Padres still involved.
The Padres are just going big game hunting, boy.
Dude. I mean, do they need Luis Robert? Like, I'd be lying if I said that locked and loaded on the Padres roster, but they are loading up. Good
wow.
for them. I respect it.
Yeah.
I respect going all in.
Well, you don't look at the Padres as a team that maybe generates quite the money that the Yanks and the Mets do, but you look at the attendance figures, Padres are top five.
Yeah, I mean, that's a beautiful ballpark.
It's
great
awesome.
City. The team is very good.
Yep.
One more from Martino here. I gave you what he said before about the conundrum that the Yanks are facing trying to get an impact reliever without giving up Dominguez, Rice, Jones, Lombard, Schlittler. So far, that's been tough. He then mentioned that they are nonetheless still hoping/expecting to trade for some pen help today. But that's like...
Yeah. Well,
So let me ask you. You were asking before what we think the Mets are going to come away with. We both agree that they're going to get at least a bat, probably a center fielder, whatever.
Yeah.
What do you think is going to happen with the Yankees?
I think the Yanks are going to get one starter, and I think the Yanks are going to get one relief arm.
Okay. So a bullpen arm and a starter.
Yeah.
And you'd be okay with that depending on the...
Depending upon who they are. Like if it's...
got to be a high leverage bullpen arm at least.
That's what I'm saying. If it's not, I'm not happy. If it is, I'm pretty happy. And, you know, the starter, if it's like a... Alcantara would make me happy. You know, Zach Gallen, I'd be cool with. If it's Merrill Kelly, I think it would have to depend on the... on the ceiling of these guys, but if they have to get it, dude, there's no way. We could sit here all days until the cows come home. There is no way that Cashman walks away with nothing today.
No, I would think
but if it's not,
here's what nothing would be in my mind.
Yeah.
Nothing would be a nondescript reliever. Like, Griffin Jacks, okay, whatever, but is that the arm that's going to be a difference maker in the Yankees' bullpen? Maybe, I guess you could argue, a bullpen arm that is not a legit high-leverage arm.
Well, there's only so many left here.
I know, but I'm saying that they could get a bullpen arm that could be, you know, they think they could turn him into somebody.
I know what you're saying.
Like he's got Frost Cruz or whatever. Like, it can't be those guys.
No, I agree. I mean, but there's only so many of those top flight guys still out there.
Right.
I mean, three or four are already off the market. Board.
Yeah. So. Well, Bednar would be the clear one.
Yeah.
He's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
Bonafide. Yeah. I mean, that's the one, at the very least, you want to see them get that. All right. John is in Bayonne. What's up, John?
Hey, Sal. BT, you hit the nail right on the head with Volpe. 58 RBIs. I think it's like 13, 14 home runs. So sending him down was not worth it. Everett's only 15. They started recovering when Oswald Cabrera went down. You had to worry about what's on the right. And it comes to the kid's head. And as far as Dominguez, I don't trade him. I keep him. Because I remember a guy named Bernie Williams, if they traded him, look what he turned out for. You know, number three is, as far as center field for the Mets, there's a guy called Crow Armstrong for the Cubs. He was 19 years old and you traded him for Javier Vasquez or Diaz or whatever.
Javier Baez, get the name right. John, what's your point?
Okay,
what's your point?
What I'm trying to say is, Sal, you cannot trade top flight prospects.
Okay.
You can't.
Okay.
Okay? You can't.
No, you can. You can. You have to hope that they're the right one. You can, or you can hold on to them. Dominguez, all I heard was the Martian, 8 home runs in 7 games, whatever it was. How many home runs he got in the entire year this year? Like, Dominguez now is, Jason Dominguez, forget Volpe, which is now 3 years in. We could argue about that. Jason Dominguez, what we thought he was a year ago, what we thought he was coming into the season, and when I say we, I mean everybody, myself included. What we thought he was a year ago, 2 years ago, coming into the season versus what he is now, you could not be more different. There's still potential there, but Jason Dominguez has not been anywhere close to what we expected him to be, even as recently as the start of the season.
Listen, the sample from a couple of years ago when he had, what, 7 or 8 home runs, whatever it was.
In eight games, whatever.
Yeah, it was a lot of home runs. Where he is now, it's not commensurate with what I thought he would be.
But even they were expecting him to be the leadoff hitter this year.
No, I know. Before the season. I would trade Dominguez for, you know, for the right person, all right? But even there's a reluctance. I would do it, though. Like, I'm not half-stepping it. I would do it. I would trade Dominguez, but I would do so with regret because they never put him in his natural position, and he's 22. And, yeah, we've gotten some answers on Dominguez. We haven't gotten all the answers on Dominguez, and I'd like to kind of see the process through and get all the answers. The problem is, if you wait long enough to get those answers and the answers aren't what you wanted to see, well, now the trade value is diminished, and now it changes what you could do in a year or two.
And by the way, I don't even know if I would trade him at this point. Like, I'm not saying he's a total bust. All I'm saying is that the excitement around him was, Dominguez.
No. I know.
Like, not just a player. Like,
a franchise-altering.
High impact, like switch hitting.
Yep.
There are already limitations in left field. The average isn't there. The power isn't there. Like, they're nursing along another guy that is trying to get him more seasoning at the big league level, just like Volpe. The expectation was one of the top shortstops in the game. That was the expectation. That wasn't fake.
But the difference with Volpe and Dominguez, you know, Volpe's got a first year on film, on tape, that's just more maybe believable than what Dominguez has put on tape so far.
Yeah, but
with Volpe's first year flaws.
The other difference is that it's year three for Volpe and it's year one.
No, I know, but I'm going back to year one. Like, I'm saying Volpe year one.
In year one, there was at least
power, more steals. Like, you're like, all right, he's going to eventually get on base more. Now he hasn't really.
There was reason to believe it was going to get better.
No question. There was just more evidence on the major league level than Dominguez.
BT and Sal on the Fan. We'll keep it going with the conversation as far as the trade deadline stuff for both the Mets and the Yankees. We'll have a little fun with Cody Rhodes in studio ahead of SummerSlam this weekend when we come back.